Blog Talk Radio.
Always, no matter what, for I am with you here and now. forevermore. Seek my face, seek my voice, seek my light. We are here, we are one. Let us be one together forever. That is God's message to me. God gives me some messages, and sometimes I forget He gave them to me. You know, and it was when I'm going through my notes to catch up with these shows, and I see this, I say, wow, this is a special message to me from the Lord. Because when you go through things, and when you come out of it, God will give you a message. He will give you a message that speaks to your soul. It's like when you go through things as a child, and your parents may scold you, or you may have an out with a parent. And then when it's all over with, you get comforted. It's like the parent will hold you in their arms and tell you how much they love you and how they had to discipline you. But they love you and they're doing it for your own good. And I mean, it's that coming together. It's that calmness that comes after the storm. And then you get that reassurance. You get that comfort. You get that love. And so when I came out of that frustration, when I came through that, God gave me this word, that you are my chosen, and I'm going to purge you. I'm going to purge you. And that's what God's been doing. He's been purging me. He spanked me. He put me in a corner, and so that He could purge me. He could do it much faster if I'm quiet and still. So He had to get me to that state of quiet. And like I said last time, I could feel my purging ending. I could feel that He's almost done, because I don't feel like I'm all the way in the corner now. I feel like I'm, you know, getting ready to be released from the corner, you know? I'm feeling that lightness, that goofiness again. So I know He's almost done and on my way out of that corner. But he wanted me to share this with you. I wasn't going to share it because this is personal. But He had me share something personal with you before. He doesn't have me share all my personal stuff, but He did have me share this one. So maybe someone needed to hear this. And so you heard it. So the message for this day, March 26th, was Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. So we're going to move on to that now. I've been seeing this verse in my vision. Oh, this is some notes I wrote. That I've been seeing this verse in my vision. And I'm not even going to go into finish telling you that, because the reason I was seeing it is because God gave me three verses that one day. And I think it's the day after the incident of the theft. And He gave me three verses. But I wasn't in a state of mind to get into the verses like back to back like that, so He gave me one per day. So this is the third verse, which is Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. And I'm going to read you my notes now. Repent and heed God's word, and He will give you wisdom and clarity. He will deliver His word to you, for you. Put away your old ways and seek God. He will respond to you and fill you with His light. You must repent. Come to God with a pure heart, or He will not hear you. God is a forgiving God. God sent Jesus into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by Him. Repent, I say, repent. Be released from the old and reclaim your birthright. The old is temporary. It has an end. God is everlasting. You can't understand God in the dark. You have to come to the light. Truth is in the light. Truth is in the light. Seek truth. Find God. Come from your slumber. And this is all I have written in my notes for this day. Wow. Having to do these notes after the fact is a little challenging, because when I do these notes, I'm in meditation and I record in meditation. But because I'm not in this meditation now, because this is like days ago, that message, you don't get the full message of what I got out of it in that moment. But it's okay. It's okay, because God's message is going to get out. It doesn't matter what the dark force is doing, how they're trying to block you from receiving this. This is the message. And even though I'm not in that meditation, because this happened on the 26th and here it is April the 1st, even though it happened in that meditation, the word is still there. God's word is not void. God's word will never return void. Never return void. This is for you to turn away from your sinful ways. And God will fill you with his light. He will fill you with his light. He just wants you to repent. Repent. Claim a new life. Get out of the old. Come from among them. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. God wants you to repent of your old ways, so that he can fill you with the Spirit, so that he can fill you with this light, so that you can walk around witnessing for him. I mean, you could just be so close to God, have that relationship with him, and that light will shine off of you into the world. You don't even have to open your mouth. It'll be on you, because it'll be coming through you. When you are filled with the power of God, the light of God, it shines through you. And those people that are in the dark, they're going to sense that light. They're going to sense it, and they're going to attack you some kind of way. They're going to roll their eyes at you. They're going to be jealous and envious of you, because they can feel something different about you. But you have to not let that bother you. That's why I always feel like an outsider, a stranger, because I'm filled with the light of God. I walk in the power of God. And when you're among normal people, when you're among people who are asleep or people who are walking in the dark, you're going to feel so uncomfortable. You're going to feel so separate, so distant. But that's the way it is. Because light and dark, even though they're together, you can only be one or the other at one given time. You can't be both light and dark at the same time. You're either going to be light or you're going to be dark. And those who are always in the dark, and if you happen to be in the light at the time that they see you, they're going to throw darts at you, and you're going to feel those darts. But a lot of people, I think, don't want to come to the light because they don't want to feel that difference. They don't want to feel distant. They don't want to feel different. They don't want to feel like they're on the outside. I guess it's a lonely feeling for them. I don't know. I'm just guessing, because I really don't know why people don't want to come to the light. I know I prefer to come to the light. I prefer the light over the dark. And all God wants you to do is to enjoy, embrace the light. God loves us. He loves us so much that he is always there for us. Our families are not always there for us. Our friends are not always there for us. Our employers are not always there for us. Nobody is always there for us. Nobody. But God is. God is always there for us. And God is always going to love you just as much. no matter what you do, no matter how you act, God is going to love you just as much. His love is a pure love. And all he wants is for his children to repent and come back to him so that he can shower you with his light, so that he can fill you with his power. That's what he wants. He wants you to be his child and he be your father. He's not asking much. He created you. He is the reason you exist. He is the reason that you are breathing. He just wants to be your father and you his child. He wants you to repent from your old ways, from your sinful ways, and come back to him, come back to the light, so that he can just purge you and fill you with his light and his word, so that you could be a witness for him. That's all God wants. That's all he wants. Seek truth and find God. You're only going to find him in the truth. You want to find him in the truth because he is truth. He is truth. Thank you again for listening to My Transformation. And may you make that choice if you haven't already. Make that choice. Choose light over darkness. Choose being a messenger of God versus being a sleeping giant needing to awake. Choose to use your power, your God-given power, to bring more light on this planet versus swimming in the darkness and creating more dark, or being la labiata, instead of whatever. Oof, it is just sometimes the English words just don't cut it, you know? The English language is the most dense, impure language. My God. So sometimes when I'm trying to talk, I just go into another language. So I'm just going to end here now because there's not much more you can really say. God just wants you to make a choice. Just make a choice. Light or dark. Dark forces or God. Purification or damnation. It's a choice. And my prayer is that you choose light. Because once you choose light, you'll be on a road of knowing who you are. You'll be on that road of knowing who you are. And then you can use your power for the light. You can use your power for the light. Thank you for listening to My Transformation. And may God bless you and keep you always.
Thank you.